it's just my luck to be.
Hello, folks. You're listening to the Mad Dog, Matt Wilson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, holds his 13th town hall meeting since taking office in January at 6 p.m. on May 28th at the Glasgow Firehouse in Ulster County. Delgado lets anyone attend and anyone ask questions, and lets those who cannot attend watch a Facebook Live web stream. WGXC picks up those web streams and broadcasts local congressional town hall meetings, including this one.
Tune in Representative Antonio Delgado's town hall meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday, May 28th on the radio at 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predict a sunny Sunday with a high near 79 and a low around 53. Monday, Memorial Day, should also be sunny with a high near 73, low around 49 Monday night with a 20% chance of showers after 2 a.m. Tuesday, there's a 60% chance of rain and could be a thunderstorm possible. Mostly cloudy is the forecast with a high of 61 on Tuesday and a low around 53. Listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You've tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org. for more information about anything you hear here. While Wheel Abrader President and CEO Robert Boucher wrote to Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis May 22nd, saying the firm is, quote, withdrawing its proposal to site a regional ash monofill and recycling center at the former Peckham Materials Quarry, unquote, near the Hudson River, two local stories about the letter say this might not be the end of the project. Brian Nearing in the Albany Times-Union wrote that, quote, the Department of Environmental Conservation officials said the application by Wheel Abrader has not yet been withdrawn, unquote. And Sarah Trafton at Columbia Green Media looks closely at another quote from Boucher's letter, quote, while we stand by the conclusions of our technical evaluation to date that the site was capable of meeting and exceeding state environmental requirements, we no longer wish to engage in this project at this time, unquote. He wrote in the letter, quote, the at this time phrase is a worry, unquote, Judith Enck, a former EPA regional administrator, said, quote, the key thing to look for is, does Wheel Abrader withdraw their Catskill permit to DEC Region 4, unquote. Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley said January 23rd, quote, there is potential windfall from a financial perspective for the village, unquote, from the project. But now he says, quote, I am relieved that this is over, but now I see this as an opportunity to take all that energy and focus it on what we feel are appropriate uses that benefit our community, protect the environment, and provide a sustainable economic platform, unquote. Brian Nearing in the Albany Times Union reports that combined sewer overflows were reported into the Hudson River May 23rd, and recent heavy rains might not make Memorial Day weekend the best time to swim in the river. To the north, there were combined sewer overflows in Albany, Troy, Green Island, and Rensselaer on May 23rd. The same day, there was also an overflow in Roundout Creek near Kingston, and earlier in the week, there were overflows reported in Newburgh and several Capital Region cities. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports about what is open and not for Memorial Day. That's Monday, May 27th. Amtrak is on a holiday schedule. The banks are closed. County offices and federal offices are closed. The financial markets are also closed. Greene County Transit has no service on Monday. There's no mail delivery either. Metro North is on a Sunday schedule. Schools are closed. State offices are closed. And Trailways is on a holiday schedule Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day. This has been a WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.
Hi, my name is Josh Carter.
And I'm Jessica DuPont. Here's your Catskill News.
There are so many activities going on, it's incredible.
Even with prom, senior signing, and the spring concerts over, there's so much more.
We still have the senior trip, the physics trip, and the chorus trip.
It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, and our New York City trip to visit NBC Studios.
That might be the best one.
So much awesomeness at Catskill.
Okay.
Please note that Monday, June 3rd is a normal school day. The calendar has it listed as a Regents Day. Catskill High School is not participating in that particular Regents.
This just in, there will be a full day of school on Thursday. On Thursday, June 6th, there will be a full day of school.
Our district will send out all calls as a reminder to all families.
The Catskill School District budget passed. 468 people said yes, 240 said no. The library budget was also passed with 516 voting yes and 195 voting no. Thank you to our Catskill community for supporting our efforts with your vote of confidence.
Spring concerts have brought music to the warming halls of our schools. Here's Gavin with the report.
We have a very large graduating class, and one of those traditions we have here at the high school is the senior can choose to sing a senior solo if they choose so. And tonight we have 8 seniors singing one of their final pieces for us.
Math classes attended a math musical at Germantown High School. Here's Emily with the report.
The Catskill High School calculus and pre-calculus classes recently attended an interactive calculus musical in the Germantown High School gymnasium. The two-person play was an interesting way to teach calculus to students. Those students who share a passion for math had a great time. It's good to give students opportunities to learn outside of what's taught in the classroom.
Thanks, Emily. Sounds like an interesting approach to mathematics.
This Wednesday, May 29th, the band will be going down to the elementary school to visit, do a performance, and introduce instruments to the students. They will also have a high school rehearsal to show the incoming middle school musicians what to expect. Students are to go to periods 1 through 3, and they'll leave third period a little bit early. They'll be gone for periods 4 through 8 and be back in the middle of 9th period. They're responsible for all work they missed that day. Teachers, anything you can give them ahead of time is greatly appreciated as it will help them get your work done earlier.
The annual National Honor Society Mud Run will take place at Sunny Hill Golf Course in Greenville on Saturday, June 15th. Registration will be held at 9 a.m. and the race will kick off at 10 a.m. The cost to enter the race is $20. All profits will go to the veterans of VFW and Catskill. A benefit for Taylor Block will be held on June 1st at Smoke and Pony in Saugerties. Please email Marina at marinamarcello527@gmail.com to get your advance tickets or just pledge $20 at the door. Let's all support this event through our attendance or a small donation.
The SCCLA will host a movie night on Friday, May 31st. Tickets are $5.
The Catskill FCCLA Movie Night will be held on Friday, May 31st.
Doors open at 7:30, the movie starts at 8.
Come with family and friends and bring blankets and chairs.
The event will be held in the CHS courtyard.
There will be a concession stand with all your favorite candies and snacks.
Admission is only $5.
The movie choices are Jurassic Park, Fallen Kingdom, Avengers Infinity Wars, and The Greatest Showman.
Catskill FCCLA Movie Night is on Friday, May 31st.
Please come support our event.
What a fun night at Catskill. Please come support this fundraising event for our students that will be attending the SCCLA National Competition this summer.
The 14th Annual Spring Rush Triathlon will be held on Saturday, June 8th at 8:30 a.m. The race includes a 2.25-mile run, 10-mile bike, and kayak down the creek and back. It's the perfect weekend warrior race. Kayaks and canoes are available. High schools enter the Steiner's Cup Challenge. It's going to be a super race this year.
Try it all at the 14th Annual Spring Rush Triathlon on Saturday, June 8th at 8:30 a.m. Run, bike, and kayak your way to gold. Register at active.com or on race day. It's the perfect weekend warrior race. Try it all at the annual Catskill Spring Rush Triathlon on Saturday, June 8th at 8:30 a.m. See you at the starting line.
The Greene County government is offering job opportunities to our seniors. If you have any questions, contact Nicole Maggio at 518-719-3253.
Art students from kindergarten through 12th grade have selected work showings at the Catskill Gallery at Columbia Greene Community College through May 30th. And the Outside the Lines exhibition is showing at Greene County Council of the Arts Gallery through June 8th. Two fabulous shows that highlight our talented students here at Catskill.
Our broadcasting class produces the weekly Catskill News. Additionally, we live stream events and work on video projects like the Budget Vote PSAs, two radio shows and short films, the Spring Concerts, and Prom Impact Panel are just a few of the live video programs available on our Catskill News page on YouTube.
One of the biggest productions we live stream each year is graduation. If you would like to watch the graduation, you can link to it by going to our school's website and select Live Events. You can also go to our Catskill News link on YouTube directly. If you are in a nostalgic mood, you can view the past graduation ceremonies by searching on the Catskill News page.
Happy Friday, everyone. It's Zach, and I'm back for your weekly Cat Sports Report. With spring sports coming to a close, it means that the 2018 and 19 season of sports is done for the school year. It feels like yesterday that we broadcast our first sports report. We had an amazing year for varsity girls soccer, winning the Patroon Conference, Justice Brantley joining the 1,000 Points Club, the girls volleyball team go undefeated, and the basketball team season, hopefully yielding a championship. This year has been jam-packed with awesome moments, but there's still some work to do. There is only one scheduled game, and that's Thursday's modified baseball and softball host Carroll. Sectional schedules will be out for our spring teams, and hopefully we will get there to support our Cats out in their sectional runs. Great work, Cats! This has been Zach for your weekly Cats Sports Report. Have a happy Friday, stay safe, now back to the desk, and we're out.
Thank you.
It's really dumb. Okay. Like, I'm warning you right now, this is really bad.
Is it gonna make me laugh?
No.
Alright.
What do you call a body with no nose?
What?
Nobody knows. Do you get it?
Yeah.
I told you it was really bad. That's the worst one I've ever done.
Why couldn't you find a different one?
Because I like this one. All right. You know, it's really bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for that joke, but thanks for watching. Cats Can and Cats Will.
Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, holds his 13th town hall meeting since taking office in January at 6 p.m. on May 28th at the Glasgow Firehouse in Ulster County. Delgado lets anyone attend and anyone ask questions, and lets those who cannot attend watch a Facebook Live web stream. WGXE picks up those web streams and broadcasts local congressional town hall meetings, including this one.
Tune in Representative Antonio Delgado's town hall meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday, May 28th on the radio at 90.7 FM and WGXE.org.
Thank you. and welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. Today we have a special edition in many ways. First off, we have a 2-hour slot instead of our regular 1-hour slot. Second off, I have two amazing guests in the studio, both of which have been on the program before. But today's game is a little different than general. Than usual. So today what we're doing is each of us have picked pieces that we're going to play for the other. And the person who plays the song, the other people will try and guess what the song is and who the composer is. And then after, if we guess it or not, then we'll discuss the piece after it ends. So without further ado, I'll let you finish off this piece, which is not part of the game. It's one of the Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And after that, we'll have a piece from Rafi.
Thank you.
Well, that was the lovely Spring from Vivaldi of his Four Seasons. And now before we get into the show, I'm just going to introduce my guests. First off, we have Sam Creelan.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sam, let me bring up your mic. Okay, Sam, now speak.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
That's better. Okay. So, Sam, you've been on the show, right?
Yes, only once.
We did a Russian segment, I believe?
Yes, Russian turn of the century composers.
Nice. Okay, so now I'm just going to introduce Rafi really quickly. Hey, Rafi, how are you?
Hello. I'm Rafi, as I have been introduced, and I have been on this show also before. Miles and I did something about composers and mentors and teachers, and so now I'm going to play the first piece, and Miles and Sam will have to try to guess what it is.
Okay, Rafi, I'm going to bring you up right now.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that was a lovely, kind of tinkly, funny song that we just heard. So we've narrowed it down, Sam and I, to Mozart, but I'll let Sam just say a little more on that.
Okay, so our hypothesis is that it's a Mozart piano sonata, yes. And we think that because of its very distinct major-minor form that is very distinctly Mozart, but also I think it's Mozart because of its very... It's extremely well structured, so that sort of led us to our hypothesis. Yeah.
Okay, Rafi. So, do you have anything to say?
You are correct. It is a Mozart piano sonata, despite the instrumentation, and it is his sonata in F major, one of my personal favorites. And I think in this piece, he's really good at stating several different motifs and expanding upon them, and also he modulates from keys so easily. He can just change from one key to another, and he just circles round and round. And I think this piece is a fun, lighthearted piece, and I really enjoy it. You guys were correct. It is the Mozart Sonata in F major. That was the first movement, and yeah. So I think that.
Our next piece is going to be Miles.
I'm queuing it up.
Yes.
And
yes.
I am finding it. Okay, I think I found a good version of it.
Wonderful.
And we'll just let it buffer a little bit. But so we were pretty good for our first guess.
Yeah, you were. But, yeah, that was great. But let's just say, you might just have some harder pieces in the future.
Sam, can you just come over here really quickly?
No problem.
And I'm sorry about the instrumentation of that.
It sounded kind of like a circus, but you
know. Yeah, it was not a piano. I can, it might have been a harp or something like that.
Okay, thank you.
But
okay, well, I have our next piece queued up. Hopefully Sam didn't see it, even though he just had to come over here and fix the thing. But here it is. Okay, do we have any guesses from the guessers?
Well, Sam and I think have conferred, and we've definitely narrowed it down to someone in the Romantic era.
Okay, I guess Sam, you could say that's correct.
I think I've heard this piece before, and I'm just going to go out on a limb here and guess Chopin's Cello Sonata in G minor.
That is exactly correct. You've hit the nail on the head.
Nice.
Okay, well, Sam, do you want to come around and select your song now?
Sure.
Okay, so Rafi, so this song is something that I'm going to learn with my teacher.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Soon, sure. So that's what inspired me to play it.
Chopin is a...
And Chopin's a very nice composer. Yeah, you play Chopin on the piano, right?
I do. I have played a Chopin piece, and I think he has an interesting background because he got... Most of his pieces were derived from Polish melodies, which is where he grew up, and then he moved to France, Paris, which arguably was the capital of the world at that time,
yeah,
for the arts and stuff like that. And I think it's interesting how his melodies are inspired. And yeah, I think he definitely has a distinct way of composing.
Yeah.
That sets himself definitely in that era.
Yeah. Okay, so Sam now will present his piece. Right, Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Here it comes.
Thank you.
was a very exciting piece from Sam. So we have a few different conflicting guesses. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that was solo cello, but Rafi seems to have a different opinion.
Are you sure it's solo cello, Miles?
Yeah, from what I heard, yes.
Oh, well, you did miss the second half, because in the second half it was pretty clear that it was a full orchestra playing behind that cello, but I definitely had a lot of cello in it. So I'd hazard a guess to probably a cello concerto, and let me think. It could be Brahms, if I...
I don't know. It sounded really, like, lighthearted from what I heard. I mean, I didn't hear any, like, dramatic bits like Brahms-like, so... Should we stick with that? I don't know.
What do you think?
I think it's gonna be something more along the lines of like, let me think. Maybe not Schubert. He was also kind of depressed. A little depressed.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll see.
We'll think about it. Sam, do you have any like little hints to kind of put us on the right track?
Yeah.
Get closer to your microphone. Come on.
Miles, at the first part when you said it was solo cello, I thought you were brain dead for a second, but then I realized you missed the second half, so don't worry about that. And then anyways, any hints? Let's see. You're right that it was full orchestra. And so when...
Was it a cello concerto?
Yes. Okay. That's my hint.
Well,
was it by
that.
A Russian composer? That's going to be my question. Let's see.
All right. Well, yes, it was by a Russian composer.
Oh, well, I think I can narrow this down fairly quickly.
Okay.
Did we play it in school one time and miss? Never mind. Did we play it in school one time?
No.
No? Did we play this composer though?
Yes.
Ah, now there's something.
Could it be Shostakovich?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Well, that was a very strange kind of guess, but okay, so now we'll turn it over to my piece. Obviously, I can't say what it is, but
Sam,
do you want to just hit the play button for me, as long as you don't look? Okay, so now, here's my piece.
Thank you. Thank you.